This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the latest news stories related to the global coronavirus pandemic. France will start easing coronavirus lockdown rules in the coming weeks, carrying out the process in three stages to avoid a new flare-up in the pandemic, the government said on Sunday. On Tuesday, President Emmanuel Macron will give a speech to the nation about the virus situation and may announce a partial relaxation of rules, which have been in place since October 30th. South Korea's capital city, Seoul, and nearby areas will close bars and nightclubs, limit religious gatherings, and restrict services at restaurants in a bid to contain a third wave of infections, the health minister is saying on Sunday. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency reported 330 new daily coronavirus cases as of midnight Saturday, a drop from 386 reported the day before, but the fifth straight day of more than 300 new cases. Dubai's health regulator said on Sunday that children aged between 3 and 16 could now be tested for COVID-19 by providing a saliva sample instead of the widely used nasal swab. The saliva test had been permitted following a research study by the regulator and a local university, the Dubai Health Authority said on Twitter. Moderna will charge governments between $25 and $37 per dose of its COVID-19 vaccine, depending on the amount ordered, the company's chief executive told a German newspaper. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, on Saturday issued emergency use authorization for Regeneron Pharmaceuticals' COVID-19 antibody therapy. It's an experimental treatment given to U.S. President Donald Trump that he said helped cure him of the disease. And the U.S. hits 12 million COVID-19 cases as many Americans defy Thanksgiving travel guidelines and move ahead.